Reality can be, at times, a rather unique occurrence down here below the Tropic of Cancer. But when it comes to call, it can be harsh. Most of the people I know in the United States have no idea of just how fragile and interconnected the world economy really is. They don't look much further than their own backyard, which is a shame, really. In the Baja, however, things are different. We have a constant reminder of how everything is connected. You see, many shops post the daily exchange rate between U.S. dollars and Mexican pesos. If you track it, you'll see that it can have wild fluctuations. I've been watching the rate for almost a year now, and it's interesting to see how things like the NASDAQ come into play, how the financial instability in Greece, Italy, and elsewhere impact things, and how the ebb and flow of tensions in the Middle East resets those numbers. The world's political and economic leaders will gather here in June for the G20 summit, but already we're getting signals that the outlook isn't that great. There's some pretty nasty political give and take going on in the U.S. right now as the presidential election ramps up. The bickering and name-calling? Well, the world community is looking at that as a sign that both sides are unwilling to budge on important issues, even those vital to the nation, which means the dollar becomes even more unstable. We see the results of this unease in our shops and restaurants here, where traffic is down even though overall tourism numbers are up. How can that be? Well, visitors are becoming more frugal. They're learning how to stretch their vacation dollars by renting condos for a week or two instead of staying at expensive resorts or hotels. And why not? The condos are usually cheaper and come with a kitchen and dining area, which means most meals can be prepared there instead of dining out. It saves a ton of money. And merchants are not selling as many t-shirts, trinkets, and jewelry. There's also been a huge dip in the housing market here. Because people from the U.S. are getting hit in the wallet, they are trying to build up their cash reserves, which means they're starting to bail out on their investments south of the border. Because of the economy, there aren't a lot of people looking to buy those homes and condos here. For example, there's a penthouse condo in our complex. It's the largest unit here with three nice bedrooms, a palapa-covered patio, and a spectacular ocean view. In November, the owners were asking $149,000. Today, the price has dropped to $119,000, plus they'll throw in a car and pay the first year's homeowners association fees. I'm betting by the end of the year you can snag it all for $90,000. How is this all going to play out? I don't know, but let's just say I'm glad about one thing. The best things in life are free. This is Ed Casilia for Utah Public Radio.